This is a Dice World production in association with Pants Pending Studios.
At Hara Entertainment and Soundcast present The Winter Warm-Up 2, a benefit show in partnership with Coats for Kids. The Winter Warm-Up 2 will be live at the Red Room Lounge Friday, October 28th, to bring you the best in local entertainment to help collect donations for kids that need some help this time of year. There's no cover, however, we ask that you bring any new or gently used coats or jackets that aren't being used. Artists include It's Jakin, Exact Change and Matisse, King Skelly, Janelle, The Naturalistics, Devi, and Maud.
What up, guys? It's Jakin from Soundcast, here with my girl Shanna, and we're here to give you all we got October 28th for the Winter Warm-Up 2. So bring all your coats and come kick it with us at the Red Room Lounge.
The Red Room Lounge is located at 521 West Sprague Avenue in Spokane. This is a 21 and up event, so make sure you have your ID. The Winter Warm-Up 2 is sponsored in part by the Social Hour Podcast, South Hill Auto Licensing, MF Boombox, and of course, Coats for Kids. Bring your coats down to the Winter Warm-Up 2 on Friday, October 28th, and have a great time enjoying good music for a good cause.
You are now listening to The Social Hour.
They're not PC, so if occasional foul language turns you off, then you have all been warned. This is the calm before the storm.
Johnny, we're not counting houseplants and candy bars. Fucking pitch things that have fell out of your vagina.
Get ready for the social hour.
Live from Dice World Studios in Spokane, Washington. This is the social hour. On today's show, comedy duo Michael Glatzmeyer and David Honeycutt of the Midnight Goats. And now your hosts, Monica Stutz. And when he lived in Montana, the term Midnight Goats meant something entirely different. Dees Casillas.
Malam Keen, everyone. Welcome to the show. This is the Social Hour. I am your host, Dees, back with the full crew, finally.
Yeah.
Finally. Monica has returned from the Crusades. How are you, dear?
I'm great, thank you.
And with us now, permanent producer on the show, Traz Swartout. How you doing, buddy?
Yeah, I'm doing great, and thank you very much. It's great to be here.
Congratulations.
Yes, glad to have you. So for the listeners out there, this is the new crew. This will be the regular weekly people bringing you the social hour every single week. We appreciate the need to have to grow. you know, it's we've been busier, more listeners every week, more things to do on the show, which required more people here. We were lucky enough to get Traz on with us. We're happy to have you, buddy. I think we've got a great little trio here, so we're going to be bringing you show every week, new content, better content. We're trying to develop everything and just make it each show a little bit better for you. So we appreciate you guys coming and joining us every week. Having said that, a couple things with the just to let you guys know for our loyal listeners, we new website, the SpokaneVibe.com is no more. Rest in peace. We appreciate it. I'm putting that part of the history behind us. We're moving on to socialhourpod.com. That's the new website. No more of the nightlight stuff we were originally doing before. It's all focused on the podcast. You'll find new episodes. It's similar format to the old website, so it won't be hard to for you to navigate it. You'll find the podcast up on the homepage and all the old catalog. Most exciting thing is probably that you'll find the new Drink and Debate podcast up there. So that is going to be on the page. Also a weekly podcast revolving around the Drink and Debate at the Comedy Club. which in real, if you're listening to this in real time, happened a couple days ago. Traz got to be there. Monica did not. Hopefully the next one.
Yes.
For all you guys listening, Drink and Debate, the next one, November 20th. So mark your calendars. We've got, we're doing a guys versus girls. So it's a two women team, two men team. It's going to be a great event. But we are going to be recording shows with the captains, moving towards that. And then we're going to release an episode with the Drink and Debate show. We're going to do, in the next couple days after you hear this, we will be releasing an episode of the this one Drink and Debate that we recorded. And then moving forward, we'll have weekly episodes for you with interviews and things like that also.
I'm putting it on my calendar right now.
All right, there you go.
Really cool. It was definitely worth checking out. My friends and I had a great time. It was hilarious.
Yeah? What do you? Yeah, from an outside view, what did you guys think?
It was a fun, unique experience, something different in Spokane, something entertaining, and something new. The comedians were hilarious. The topics were funny. Let's see, the topics were, should there be a Jurassic Park? Should we give the land back to the Native Americans?
That was a good one. That was my contribution.
Oh, I can only imagine.
That was my idea, that one. When we were coming up with topics, I'm like, we got to do that. It's Columbus Day weekend or Indigenous People weekend. Indigenous People Day weekend or week or whatever it's called.
Right. It was perfect. Gotcha. It was really fun to watch teams have to battle each other. And, you know, sometimes there's an obvious, like, you know, should we do something nice or should we be horrible people? And then Watching the people just have to stand up for that horrible position.
Yeah, you gotta just get behind it one way or the other. So I'm glad you guys liked it. It was a good show. November 20th, mark the, it'll be the next one. You'll be hearing a lot of the captains coming through here on this show, the Drink and Debate, other shows. I'm probably gonna be doing another episode of on KYRS coming up soon, so just lots of us around. And yeah, get used to myself, Monica, and Traz, and more stuff from us, right?
Yeah.
So it's going to be exciting. You're going to see us around more, doing more things. Let's see. Real quickly before I get into something, I just want to say my beer at Black Label is going to be out in the next couple days. We're still trying to figure out a name. Right now we've come down to possibly the Devil's Advocate Porter. just because I always like to play the other side just to kind of get people's ideas motivated. So the other option is possibly the Despicable Porter or the Shameless Porter.
Shameless. I think I like the Shameless Porter.
Okay. So we'll ask our guests also, but maybe get some feedback from listeners. But that's where we're at. It'll be out in the next couple days at Black Label Brewing. I just talked to them today, and you can find Black Label Brewery downtown. They are located in the Saranac Commons building at 19 West Main Avenue. So go visit them and drink my porter, which will be out in the next couple days. And
you know you've made it when you have a beer named after you,
or that, or you know you're a raging alcoholic.
that too.
Like you need to check yourself into rehab or something. Gotta be like Amy Winehouse. I'm gonna be like the hot Amy Winehouse.
Oh yeah. yeah, let's go with Shameless. Shameless Porter, it is.
let's see. Couple things I want to talk about. Let's see. Oh, so this is, there were a couple ideas floating around in my head today regarding this new trio we have going on here and moving forward with the show and all the kind of the new website, kind of a, I don't want to say new beginning, but just kind of a firm rebranding with everything that's happening, the kind of partnership with the comedy club and Drink and Debate and everything. So it's a lot of exciting crossover for us. And I'm glad, I am really thankful to have you guys here. And I mean, I mean the listeners too, but I mean Monica and Traz here involved in this. I mean, you're people who, I mean, Monica has been doing this with me for about a year and a half almost now. Mm-hmm. And then, you know, Traz new to this, but you know, you're people I appreciate and I chose for a reason.
Thank you.
You know, because, you know, people that are good at it too, which is part of the reason we're all here, right?
I'd like to hope so.
but it was just funny because I started these two ideas I'm going to try to bridge together here. But the first one is, I've had a ton of people in the last probably month or so
ask me about wanting to do something on the podcast.
Yeah.
Like, hey, can I do a bit, or can I do a segment, or can I do this? And my same reply is always this. What do you got? And they kind of give me like one small idea, and I'm like, okay, I go, kind of write out some beats of how that you think that would work.
Yeah.
And then I'll schedule to get you on. Well, have you guys seen anyone on the show yet? Okay. No, because this is, and I'm not trying to toot anyone's, my own horn, or you guys here in the studio with me, but this is why we're here and they're not, because like they're,
people get so nervous.
Well, it's not even, I don't even think it's nervousness. I think it's fucking laziness. Like, oh. They just like, you know, they don't want to actually take the time to sit down and write out like a paragraph of what the idea is. Cause I mean, Monica has been doing this with me long enough, and even Traz and I have batted around some ideas in the last few weeks. But have I ever said no to anything? Like a segment you want to do?
I'm like, I want to talk about food.
Yeah.
Already.
Okay. Yeah. Like, I always say, okay. I'm like, how do you think it's going to go down? And you tell me how you think it's going to go down. I go, okay, we'll try it. And if it doesn't work, we'll try to rework it. And if it still doesn't work, then we won't do it anymore.
Yeah.
But I never say no to almost anything.
Yeah.
And it's just so funny because nobody, you know, it's like, and people always call me like, oh, you're a dick, you're hard to work with, or this and that. I'm like, I don't say no to anything. I really just show up and do what you want to do, and it's that fucking easy. So people out there, if you want to do something, I'm open to it, but send me some fucking information. You know, like,
get your ducks in a row,
right?
Let's do this.
I've even kind of helped people along the way with some ideas. Well, maybe I go, maybe this or this, like, okay, well, I'll send you something, and I don't ever get anything. So
yeah.
I think they just want me to schedule them, and
they just show up, right? And improv.
Yeah. And I'm like, first of all, there's only a few people I know that are good enough to do that, and most of the people who ask me aren't good enough to show up and just bring it. Some people are good on their feet, some people aren't that good.
Yeah.
So
definitely, I mean, would be fun. So
I guess
I hope somebody does get it together.
Well, I hope so too, because I'm listen, anytime someone brings something to me that's entertaining on the show, that's less work for me, and that's less work for us. I'm like, yeah, dude, you can go ahead, come in and do something funny or do something fun, or some segment. That sounds great. But it's just, and I'm going to tie this around to that second idea I had today, which was, people who aren't interested in things. I find people who aren't interested in things are generally like dumb people.
That aren't right. interested?
Right. Just don't have like interest. Like anytime I've ever said like, oh, I do a podcast, or I do this, or I do that, and they're like, and people are just like, oh, and like move on. I don't necessarily want you to talk about the podcast because I do it, but I'm like, if someone told me they did anything like that, I'd be like, oh, like, that's cool. That's interesting. Like, tell me. You know,
give
like
me a little information.
Like
about
even
it,
even if you sell cars, I'm like, oh, okay. Where do you sell cars? What kind of cars? Used cars? Like, I want information, you know, because it's interesting. And it's part of the reason I appreciate you guys, because you guys have like interest in things. Monica likes food, and she like, you know, it's like, you know, and like has an interest.
Is there
in,
anything else?
Well, no, but I mean, like, has an interest in things, even. And it's like one of the things too. And we like travel a little bit this summer. Like, you're willing to try new things. Like, you're not that into beer, but you're like, hey, let's go to this brewery and try this beer.
Totally.
And we're passionate.
Yeah.
About life.
Like, oh yeah, I'll try anything once.
And know people and try things and see things.
Totally.
Exactly. And that's the people I like to surround myself with. People who are willing to try new things, even if it's not their thing. Like, don't be afraid of life. Like, go fucking try. I'm not saying go, you know, try to wrestle a tiger.
Yeah.
I get it. If, you know, maybe you want to not do that. But people just who don't have interest in things, you know, like, it just doesn't make sense to me. What is that gene in people that doesn't make them want to try? Is it stupidity? I think it's stupidity.
I
think it's some kind of like condition with a broken down spirit.
That was so just eloquent.
Just broken Trez. People.
They're just broken on the inside.
Yeah,
they just don't have a passion for life. You have to like grab life by the pussy.
Grab
the pussy. And you know, do something. Something. Enjoy it. We only got one shot at this thing.
That's true, yeah. I still don't understand why we're so bent out of shape about Trump's quote. It's not like he said grab by the cunt. I think
that would have been even better.
Honestly, I heard about all the drama, and then I finally found out what it was.
Yeah, no.
Oh my God, I saw the best thing yesterday.
Wait, I don't want to get in trouble.
It's a Snickers bar. It says, hungry, grab a pussy. That's good. That's good stuff. That filled up Facebook for a couple days.
Yeah, I don't get these people who don't want to try new things and be involved. Like, how hollow is your life? That, like, find a passion, find something you want to do, and fucking enjoy it. You know, like, I mean, I in the last couple months, I guess I stopped drinking like quite a bit, mm-hmm. as much as I was. And God, like, I've been doing so much more shit and having like more time. And even the few times I have got drunk, like last week was my birthday, and I got pretty fucking hammered a couple nights. And I, like,
it was your birthday?
Yeah, on Tuesday.
Oh, are you serious?
Yeah.
Why do you do that? You don't say anything about it.
Because I don't do anything for my birthday ever, really. I don't know.
You just let that just. Did you do that last year too?
I'm sure I did.
I hate it when people do that.
So, but like, I got pretty drunk a couple times last week, and I found I didn't like enjoy it as much even anymore.
Yeah.
You know, I'm like, God, I don't know. This is like, it's okay. I like it. I more like going and enjoying like a beer or two than getting really drunk now.
Yeah.
I found. So, I mean, I
just like doing stuff. And I feel like if you just go out, you're just like, oh, this is it.
Yeah. We're just,
which is why drinking debate is perfect.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I like it there being something going on. Like, I haven't done anything since Vegas except for going to Ying Yang Twins. And I was like, okay, this I can go out for.
Yeah.
Because I need a couple cocktails to shake it like a salt shaker.
Right.
You know?
Well, Vegas will put you down. When you're in your 30s, Vegas puts you down after. For like
I had a blast. And I did. I went to the Laugh Factory there.
Oh, who'd
and
you
it
see?
Was, there was three different people. The first guy was Jerry Garcia. And then I don't remember
Isn't
the other
he
two.
Dead?
No. I mean, it was like this younger Hispanic kid or whatever. And my ex-boyfriend's name was Jerry Garcia too.
Really?
Yeah. But there was three different guys, and they were all really good. There was one heckler. He got booted very quickly. But I loved it. You would have. Yeah. It's at the Tropicana.
I've never been. I don't think I've ever been to a comedy.
What's
club.
His name? It was the headliner's name was Jay.
Jay Moore?
No.
Jay.
It wasn't anybody that you would be familiar with,
okay.
But they were all really good. I enjoyed it. It was a nice like breakup in the middle of.
You said that
Vegas.
Like I was supposed to guess. His name was Jay.
Jay. Well,
no, you wouldn't know him, but.
Well, like I wasn't paying attention or something. I wanted to just let you know I knew the first name.
No, all the times I went to Vegas, I was too busy. Like doing coke and mushrooms,
making out with doctors.
The you guys have all heard my story about the girl in the
Uh-oh.
Cab. No,
oh, wow.
Maybe I haven't. Like
so this is my. I thought I've told this story recently.
If the police maybe hear this, is it okay?
Maybe it was on a different podcast. So one of the times my cousins and I and my friends in California, we all used to go to Vegas every year for March Madness, and we called it the Dirty Dozen trip because there was always like 12 of us. And we'd get a couple double suites at the Luxor, and we'd stay for the weekend, you know, Friday through Sunday or Thursday through Sunday for March Madness.
Oh, and this is tight.
Yeah, it was fun, you know.
Gamble on some games.
Oh, lots, yeah. Lots of gambling on games, lost a lot of money. Lost a lot of dignity.
You're supposed to check your dignity at the door before you go to Vegas, anyways.
There's no scruples. So we go, and there was one of my cousins and I. We met these two girls the first night we were there. And they were like, okay, but nothing to write home about. And they obviously we could have, like, it was low hanging fruit. Like, we definitely could have gone to back to the room with them. But we're like, you know what? This is first night in Vegas.
Yeah, but you don't like to work for it.
Right. Well, that's the thing. We're like, this is first night in Vegas. Like, let's not put all our eggs in this basket. Let's go out hunting and have some fun tonight. Well, so we do. The very last night we're there, we're tired. We've been, you know, doing drugs for days. And we're sitting at the hotel downstairs in the lobby having a drink. And we see him again. And we'd seen him, like, every night in passing. And we're like, all right, well, we're
How
just...
How did you see the same two people?
They were in the same hotel with us. Okay. We were staying at the same hotel. And we're like, oh, okay. We're like, well, fuck it. Let's just do this. It's zero work, you know? It's like, I'll buy a half a Shirley Temple and then get a hand job in the bathroom and we'll call it good. So we're...
Already.
Deese is never going to be able to run for president.
I think that was out a long time ago.
So we're hanging out with them, and we're standing outside of some place to get one of the, and we're inside one of the hotels. It's like double glass doors, and we're on the inside waiting for in a line for a cab.
Mm-hmm.
And we're standing with these two girls, and I look outside, and there's just this one, like, hot blonde standing alone in the line. And I don't know if I went outside to talk to her, if I went outside to ask for the cab, like, one of the guys, like, concierge guys, how long a cab would be. I think I went out there for that. I asked, he's like, oh, it's going to be, you know, whatever, this amount of time. And I turn around, there's this hot blonde in line alone. I'm like, hey, how you doing? She goes, oh, I'm good. You know, I'm like, what are you doing? You're all alone? She goes, yeah, my fucking friends left me. They went back through them. They're a bunch of pussies. I'm going out to drink still. I'm like, oh, cool.
Yeah.
You go, where are you going? And she's like, I'm going wherever the fuck. I'm going to the fucking, I don't know.
Strip. Woo!
Yeah. Dave and Buster's. Probably somewhere cooler than that. Okay. But I'm like, oh, I go, cool. That's where I'm going too. I go, you want to share a cab? And she goes, yeah. So I look back at my cousin, who's now standing on the other side. This girl's like a 10. I'm standing with his two. He's standing in the lobby still with these two girls who are like 4 on a good day. And I look at him, and I just salute him like, I'm out. And he looks at me like, what the fuck? And the girls are looking at me like, what's happening? And I just hop in the cab with this blonde. I'm like, upgraded. I'm out. So we take off in this cab, and we start talking. And I'm like, so what are you doing in Vegas anyway, you know? And she goes, oh, you know, I'm just hanging out. And I go, you have friends? And, oh, friends and family. I'm like, and she like kept holding something back. I'm like, what's going on? She goes, oh, no, it'd be dumb. And I'm like, oh, don't tell me. It's fine. What's up? She's like, well, my dad, he's a bowler, and he's here for a championship. And I'm like, oh. So I, like, this is Academy Award acting. I should have been here. I go, what's his name? She goes, you wouldn't know. And I go, no, I'm a big bowling fan. I go, what's your dad's name? And she's like, it was like Todd Johnson or some super white name.
Yeah.
And I'm like, this is where the Academy Award kicked in. This is like fucking tears coming out of people's eyes. I'm like, what? I'm like, you're fucking kidding me. Your dad's Todd Johnson? No shit. I go, and I like, I just took a shot in the dark and be like, he's really good. He's won like tournaments, major tournaments and stuff. She's like, she goes, yeah, our house in Minnesota is full of trophies. You know who he is? I'm like, know who he is? He's like my favorite bowler. I go, no way. I go, my friends are never going to believe that I met Todd Johnson's daughter. This is so amazing right now. And,
oh my
and
gosh.
She's like, I can't believe you know who he is. That's so crazy. And I'm like, I'm going to fuck your face later. And I mean, this young lady,
yes,
that I just lied to a lot, went and had like half a drink, and then I got my hand job in the bathroom.
Did you really?
No, actually, I went to her hotel room, and then
were the girls there?
No, they had like split hotel rooms, or they had the door open, and they were sleeping on this side, and we went on the other side where there was one bed, and we hung out.
Yeah, and with our clothes off.
And then when I left, we passed out for a while. I woke up, and I went to leave, and she had a 30 pack of Coors Light sitting by the door, and I grabbed it and I left.
Oh man!
Oh my! You lied to her and you stole her watery beer.
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah.
Yeah. Hashtag shameless porter.
For real. That was a long time ago.
I swear you would do the same thing today. I have no doubt you would do the same thing. Actually, if it was Coors Light, you wouldn't.
Yeah, no.
I think your beer taste has developed, but
after
but the shame.
I did yell at the last girls who brought Coors Light to a hotel room.
No, it was Bud Light, and you were like, oh yeah. You guys want a beer? We brought beer. No, like, do you guys want a real beer?
She goes, do you want a beer? And I go, what'd you get? She goes, Bud Light. And I go, I thought you said you brought beer. That was one of our adventures this summer.
Yes. Oh, good times. All right.
Well, anyway.
Vegas stories.
So Vegas will, yeah. My Vegas is, I don't go to Vegas anymore for a reason. It's a bad time for me. I mean, it's a good time.
I had the best time.
So,
I almost didn't come home.
Man, I don't know how you do it. I can't take it anymore.
What about those like oxygen bars that they have? They give you like a drink and a massage and an oxygen bar. Like,
they even have like a bus that goes around, and you can just get on the bus and you do the little IV thing.
Yeah, I saw that. That's sweet.
Yeah. Did you do it?
No, I just kept drinking.
You should have.
I want to know if it works. I just woke up and was like,
it does work.
What do you guys want to do now?
Yeah, one of my friends in high school like was a crazy drinker, and his mom was a nurse, and she would give him saline IV drips.
I feel like that's maybe empowering her, maybe like enabling her.
Oh yeah,
son to be a raging alcoholic. When my when I was younger and my cousin was in the military, he was stationed at Pendleton in San Diego, and we used to go down and party there, and then we'd get back on base and stay in his barracks, and we'd call one of the guys who was a medic and have him come over and put IVs in our arms, and we just pass out with IVs.
It's
and
brilliant.
You wake up and you'd feel like $1 million. It was great.
Wow. Okay. I'll have to look into it.
Yeah.
Do they do it here anywhere?
No, I think it's just in Vegas.
It's just a Vegas
right
thing.
Right now, but it'll spread.
Yeah.
All right. Well, let's, before our guests arrive, our guests, we've got David Honeycutt and Michael Glatzmeyer coming in. Great comedy duo, improv musical comedy duo, the Midnight Goats. They'll be coming in here. But before we break and bring them in, let's why don't we get into some Monica's Munchies.
Chichita. Now it's time for Monica's Munchies.
All right, well, Matt Goodwin, who was on the show in this I think it was January of last year. Or at the beginning of the year. Maybe it was even more the fall, because he was talking about, he was thinking it was going to open in May.
I think it was, it was more,
I think
like
it was November.
Yeah.
And he was thinking May it was going to open. He is his new restaurant, Remedy. Got to check that out. It's up on the South Hill. It's located at 3809 South Grand Boulevard. Another hit for Matt. I love what he does with places, because he's able to keep that casual environment that Spokane needs and then give it like a nice little a bit of class.
Sure.
And class it up a little bit. I also liked the fact that it offers something that most restaurants don't do. Everything's pretty healthy. They kind of geared towards that. I did these Greek chicken fajitas. So it was just a Greek spin on the fajitas. They do lots of salads, a salmon burger, clams. I always say it right wrong. Acai bowls. Is that how you say it?
Acai bowls?
Acai.
Acai
bowls?
Acai bowls?
That sounds like one of the guys who hijacked the plane on 9/11. Acai
bowls.
That's
not very nice. it's those little like healthy, you know, bowl things that like Jamba Juice and stuff does or whatever. They're doing like a little fancier form of there.
Like the little, like the drinks with
something. Yeah, like granola and cranberries and like that whole. Yeah, they do like that whole thing, and they're doing a breakfast, but they really have a really healthy menu. A lot of times you'll just go to a place and it's the same, you know, they got a burger, they got nachos, they got mozzarella sticks. Like they really were trying to focus on having some better food, and they are doing breakfast, lunch, and dinner.
Every day?
Every day, I believe. And then mimosas, they're doing the $15 all you can drink mimosas, which is always nice on the South Hill. And
can we stop and talk about that for a minute?
Let's talk about these all you can drink mimosas.
Because I had all you can drink mimosas yesterday, and it was fabulous.
Oh yeah,
I mean, I had to pay for them, you know, just like a regular person.
Sure.
But I mean, $15 for all you can drink mimosas.
Yeah, I mean that's usually the cost of like two mimosas when you go somewhere.
Absolutely.
So I mean, and especially if it's like a Sunday football day or something like that, all you can drink mimosas goes a long way.
That's right.
Or a short way, however you want to look at it. But the restaurant has the same thing. Casual with class, really has the fire ovens that I love for doing food, and that's how I think they do the Greek chicken fajitas. And then they have the rooftop, which will be great. I think he opened up a little later than he expected. Wanted to have that for the rooftop over summer.
Yeah.
But yeah, it's like rooftop seating up there with umbrellas and everything. So that's really nice. You're at 39th, I think it is. So you're right up there at the top of the South Hill. So you have a nice little view or whatever. So yeah, I really liked it.
All right. And what's the capacity like? I heard it's a little
it's
small,
it's pretty small. Yeah, like right when you walk in there's probably about 12 tables, and then there's four high top bar tables that I think you could fit six people at each one, and then the rooftop has I think six or eight tables. So it's not big, and so it's more intimate. And that's good for the South Hill because it's not like downtown or anything like that. You're not trying to pack them in. So for the space, it works out really well.
Yeah, I've been looking forward to going up and trying it. I haven't had a chance yet, but I definitely want to. He always puts on a good puts out a good spot. Matt does. He knows how to do it right, and each one
is very unique.
Yeah,
you know,
yeah,
he's not just opening up a chain of, you know, a lot of the same thing. It's always, everything has its own spin on it, and so right. I really liked that this had, you know, kind of like a healthy, you know, that South Hill vibe kind of thing going on.
Snooty, chic, little chic. Snooty.
We're better than you, but you can eat here. Hey, how about we don't do Mexican fajitas. We do Greek fajitas, yeah. That kind of thing.
Is that because they think Trump's going to get elected?
Maybe.
So that's all Greek. You can't do Mexican anything anymore.
Right.
Yeah, grab them by the gato.
Yeah, I'm interested in trying some more things.
All right. Well, yeah, I want to get up there and check it out soon. So,
yeah.
What do you give it on the munchie meter?
I give it a 9 because the upstairs, I think it should have a bar on the patio.
Oh, they have a bar on the patio.
I just think that, like, if they, you know, because they could keep it open at night or whatever, you know, yeah. And just like where you wouldn't have to come all the way downstairs to go get a drink. If they had a bar up there, then he could. After dining service was closed, sure. Have it be more of like a nightlife.
Well, maybe they will next summer. Have a little wet bar put up there, like a small little, you know, not like a full bar, but
yeah, it's not a large space at all.
No,
yeah, I mean, they could do something if they had moved the tables off of there, but I mean, the servers have to go up and downstairs for everything, so give it to them.
They need a dumb waiter.
A dumbwaiter.
Yeah, like one of those things from the old timey hotels, you know, like a pulley system.
Oh.
You lower it down, they put stuff, you know, trays and things on it, and get that bad boy upstairs.
Alrighty then.
There you go. So,
let Matt know.
Probably against code.
Yeah, I don't know if that works.
So, yeah. Get the colored help to use the dumbwaiter.
Oh my God.
Yeah, I'm pretty sure that's...
Jiminy Christmas.
I don't know if that's allowed anymore.
Alrighty then.
All right. So let's see. I think that's, yeah, why don't we, let's take a quick break or do you guys got anything else to say? Nothing? You good? All right. Let's take a quick break. And then we'll be right back with the, Midnight Goats, great comedy improv musical duo.
Hi, I'm Ash.
Hi, I'm Steven.
I write fan fiction.
I'm a podcaster and a comedian, and neither of us
have seen a lot of movies, so we decided to get caught up
on our catalog of movies, and while talking about it,
I decided that we should podcast all of it.
And now, 2 years later, we're still at it.
And we're kind of a little bit more professional than ever. He wants to touch the...
Hiney.
Cranston, the one that knocks,
that is,
and the one that sends the Power Rangers out to go touch things.
He wants to get vertical on the Limbo Shack.
What the f-
She is your soulmate because the Lord has told me.
What? What? He wants to jump through that tent and into the canyon and fly away while holding a ketchup bottle. I don't know how it works.
He wants to Left Eye Lopez for Destiny's Child.
So join us every Monday on iTunes, Stitcher,
or here on the Pants Pending Studios podcast network,
which you can find at pantspending.com.
All right, we are back from that break. Thanks for hanging out, guys, and joining us in studio now, we have the Midnight Goats, Mr. Michael Glatzmeyer and David Honeycutt.
Hello.
Hey. I love the in unison. Is there is it fair to say musical improv duo or just improv duo or just duo or just...
Do whatever we want. Ayo, Renegades.
There you go. That's how they live, like Lorenzo Lamas. Just Renegades.
Oh my God. You and Lorenzo.
That guy. He's my man crush. I saw these guys last night at the Drink in the Bait where they just were bringing the funny, really killing. I like when improv guys do the Drink and Debate. I think it's really, really, they always have a unique approach.
Like a magical cleaner.
Like the Simple Green. Concentrated Simple Green. It just has a different approach than, you know, a more standard kind of stand-up comic, you know? So, I mean, Michael sang.
Yeah, he busted into song, you know, that was definitely
And he
improv.
Talked about magic.
Yeah, talked about magic. You related Shadowcaster to
Shadowrun.
Shadowrun. I'm sorry. like a 20-year-old Nintendo game or 25-year-old Nintendo game to saving the Native American land. I'm like, these dots are coming
it
somewhere.
It seemed relevant at the time. In that sheer panic in the moment. It was like... Shadowrun is the only way.
This is what I got. This
Just
is what
with
I, this
the
was,
shocker.
Yeah, it was coming out. No, but you guys did a great job. And Mara's one of my favorite people all around. I love Mara, so she was great on there. She might hate me for saying this. She messaged me today. She's like, I heard that you may have recorded the show last night. And I'm like, Mara, we sat and talked after the show for like a half an hour about how I recorded the show. She's like, I may have been really drunk last night. And I'm like, I'm pretty sure you were.
Definitely some of the comedians, you could tell right when they got on stage, like, oh, yeah, that person's wasted.
Yeah.
This is gonna be fun.
I had a Diet Coke before going on stage.
Oh, man.
And,
then,
and I walked on there. I'm just like, I am so thirsty right now. It was like the opposite of drink and debate. It was... tremendous thirst.
Right. Aspartame. Got that aspartame high.
Mormon drinking debate with the Coca-Cola.
I know. Right when I got off stage, I looked at Mara. I'm like, I'm kind of drunk. She looks at me and she goes, me too.
Yeah.
Because like, she kept pouring half of... Every time she got a new glass of wine, she poured half of that glass of wine into my cup.
Oh, well, there you go. Yeah, that'll do it.
Thank you. Keep getting wine, please.
You can tell when she starts getting drunk because she gets this... stance, and she gets really flowy with her words, and like kind of her like her body language flows, and it's like intoxicating when you're watching it because you realize you're like flowing with her and listening to her.
So she's Jackie Chan, right. She's like the drunken master.
She's like a drunk white Jackie Chan. It's interesting, just like the hypnotist. But no, you guys were great. Did you enjoy the experience? Love it. You have fun.
Yeah, it's different. I'm used to, like, I mean, we do improvised monologues at Blue Door all the time. That's just an improv skill that you learn. But just, like, learning to find, like, the stops for laughter or, like, trying to find those punchlines because you want, I don't know, I feel like that's what all the stand-ups were doing. And I felt like that was really the pattern of the show. That's kind of the game to play.
Sure.
So instead of just like, oh, I'm just going to continue for 2 minutes, it's like, oh, well, let's find stops. Then, like...
kind of put the punchline, let the joke roll a little, and then keep going. So, yeah.
Yeah, certainly like a game to discover within like how to formulate what you're saying.
Yeah. And
yeah.
Now, real quickly, Michael and David can be found quite often at the Blue Door Theater. That is the local improv theater in the Garland District if you live within earshot of where we are recording the show in Spokane, Washington. They have a show as the Midnight Goats on October 22nd at 10 p.m. at the Blue Door Theater, so check that out. And if you like and follow the Blue Door Theater page, you can see them there. They're pretty regular players at the theater, so I'm definitely find them there, as well as other places around town.
Wherever we pop up.
Yeah, wherever. Yeah, they're like the in and out of improv. They just do the pop-up shows. You got the little pop-up restaurants of In-N-Out.
They have pop-ups of In-N-Out.
Yes, they did one in like London last week, and I'm like, God damn, why don't I live in London?
I know.
Oh wait,
it's my one regret from Vegas.
Yeah, you didn't get In-N-Out.
Not getting In-N-Out.
Oh, fuck you.
I
get
know.
Out.
I know. Seriously.
Have you guys had In-N-Out?
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Oh
my God,
it's the best.
It's the best. Have you guys had In-N-Out?
It's what dreams are made of.
Well, what did you think of it?
It was good stuff.
It was good stuff, Michael.
I have never.
You've
had
never
In-N-Out.
Partaken.
What do you guys think of their fries?
It's, dude, it's all
style.
About that burger. You know, here's what I tell people. I go, it's not like this gourmet, craziest burger, best burger you'll ever have. It's just for like a semi fast food burger. It doesn't get any better. And I swear
it's
to
amazing.
God, are you guys from Spokane?
Yeah.
You are. Okay. So I think it's the MS ridden water in Spokane that kills people's palates from Spokane. But I swear to God, like, I don't get the food love in Spokane, like Zips and Pizza Rita and things like that. Like, I don't get it.
Yeah, I'm not.
Are you okay?
It's fine. It's acceptable.
Right. It's not.
There's
it's
nothing
not bad.
Wrong with Zips. Is the official slogan of David
Honeycutt.
Zips.
Not
we're available.
And everybody's like all about the tartar.
I don't get the tartar thing either.
Yeah, I like tartar sauce is kind of good. But so, I mean, Dick's tartar sauce is good too. So there's a lot of good tartar sauce.
Dick's is like the one everybody I feel like raves about. And I don't like Dick. I don't like Zips. I don't like none of those kind of
restaurants. Oh, good. I love you guys. Thank you. Okay. Yeah. So I just feel like, because I always like, I don't understand what. Like, again, like you, like David, like you said, Zips, it's not terrible. Like, you don't eat it and spit it out and be like, I said good day, sir. This is terrible. Tip your monocle and top hat and walk out. Like, it just is, it's just, I don't get the excitement. People are like, ah, oh, I'm going to Zips. Like, all right.
You want a good burger when you're going to have a burger.
Yeah.
Zips is like the walking distance burger place. Right. It's like there's a McDonald's or there's a Zips. I'm going to walk into the Zips. It's going to be a slightly better experience.
Yeah, it's going to be a little better.
I go when I'm really, really hungry. I'm like, oh, man, 5 cheeseburgers, a tub of fries, $10.
Yeah. So when you're high. You just said when you're high. I think what you meant is you.
Yeah.
You mispronounced high.
when I'm hungry, high.
So let's tell us a little bit about yourselves. How did you guys get started in improv, and when did you guys connect and become the Midnight Goats?
I think I was a junior. He was a sophomore in high school.
All right.
I actually remember I had a friend years ago whose his brother was a performer at the Blue Door. Well before I'd ever gone to a show there or even done improv ever. And I remember saying verbatim to him, oh, improv, I could never do that. because it's just this high magical thing. And then in high school, like I was really into tech stuff. I wanted to be a computer programmer. And I was just like, oh, I guess I'll go do tech stuff for the school play. And then they roped me into moving sets because I'm a large man. And then I started doing improv games with kids there, and then we got on the team, I think, at the same time.
Yeah, we both auditioned for Blue Door. It was, like, the year after I graduated.
No, I mean, like, in high school, I think.
Oh, yeah.
Were you on the year before me?
Yeah, I got on the year before you, and then you joined the year after me. I got on there, I think, my sophomore year. I don't remember. It was a long time ago.
There's a lot of hungry time in between then and now. A lot of time I was hungry and I just
tubs of fries,
tubs of burgers.
I was hungry all throughout high school.
I get that.
It was great because I mean I wasn't used to doing that kind of improv. I started learning guitar and music at 9 years old, and I would make up songs when I was a kid, and that's what I was into. And when I got into high school. Right away I joined the improv team because it was super cool, and that's where I met David after high school. We both auditioned for Blue Door. We got on.
I did not originally. Yeah, I had to get in through the side door.
The smaller
and then another guy,
cerulean door.
Yeah. there's a guy who got on. So Mike and this other dude got on, and this other dude like never did a show. I don't think he ever did a show there at all ever. And eventually he just disappeared into the
He was
night.
Just there
and
for the shirt again. Yeah. Like, thanks for the shirt.
For the yearbook post.
I don't remember anything about him besides that he just always wore those toe shoes. That's the only
with like the thing.
Vibrams? Yeah. The Vibram one.
Shout out to Zach Skarmak if you're listening to this, buddy. He only wears Vibrams.
Oh my God, so creepy.
To shorten up, that's where the Midnight Goats actually ended up. We became the Midnight Goats, was in Blue Door before a show. They're like, hey, what's your guys' name? I'm like, oh, no.
We have to have a name.
David,
let's go get some burgers and think about this.
David said David said Midnight Goats, and I said Tiny Bladder. So for a year we were.
We were the Midnight Goats featuring Tiny Bladder. And so we told people that, like, David Honeycutt and Michael Glatzmeyer is the Midnight Goats, and Michael Glatzmeyer and David Honeycutt is Tiny Bladder. So we're a duo twice.
Yeah.
Twice. Yeah,
so
nice.
It's a duo featuring our inverse
You're
duo.
Like a quadro. Or is it two squared? Two times two times. I guess two times.
Are we trying to math?
I don't know.
we're the four-dimensional duo, I think is the...
Sorry, I'm Mexican with a GED. What do you want from me? I'm not doing
That's
math.
Why I was like, let's
the
not.
LA Unified School District. It was more like a prep for prison than school. Here's how to try not to get stabbed. How old are you guys, if I may ask?
25.
I'm 24.
25 and 24. So you guys been doing improv for 7-8 years?
Yeah, I think like 9-ish.
Okay. He's trying to do math too. I'm not the only one. He's using fingers.
About 10 years.
Yeah, okay. 10 years.
So now, I know, Michael, you traveled for a little while and did some comedy in some other areas.
Yeah, I'm still traveling a lot. I'm going to Seattle, actually, this coming up week, and headlining Tacoma Comedy Club.
Oh, yeah, you have
Sunday.
Maddie Sabatka opening.
At Pocket in Seattle.
I love Maddie.
Yeah, she's...
Before she moved, she was my one of my favorite guests to have on the podcast. I loved Maddie.
Yeah, I'm so excited to perform with her again, because she's like one of... her and Phil Kopczynski has been like two of my favorite people to do stand up and comedy with, like that. So yeah, I'll be performing with her again.
Very nice. Tell her I said hi and I miss her. So, and David, what about you? Do you, have you done stand up also, or?
I've tried. I don't have the discipline for stand up. There's like, you have to like write, and I don't know. Sure. Like I'll help other stand ups with material. I like the writing process with someone, but just like to do my own stuff, it's just it's an interest I think I'll get into eventually.
Yeah, there was a long rant joke you told one time, and I actually really liked it, about your mom and the dog.
Yeah, every time. So yeah, Mike always pushes me to get up and do stand up again, to tell the story about when my mom was Googling for support groups about those people whose animals have eaten one another. And that has not happened to her. She was just hoping.
There was a group. Did she want one of her animals to eat the other animal?
She just hated the dog so much because they peed inside so much. But she's just like, we've had them too long to get rid of them now.
Has she not heard of the Humane Society?
It just doesn't. It's not an option. Yeah,
they've got a Dropbox even. You just like put them in the Dropbox at night. Aww. And, yeah.
It's like a paper envelope. You just lick the top.
Right,
seal
yeah.
And stick it in the drawer.
Right. Because you poke holes in the top to make sure they make it.
And the only reason I bug him about trying it is I really believe if you're a comedian, trying out improvising is just going to help you become a better comedian.
No,
and I feel
it's
like
true.
Trying out stand-up is just going to help you become a better improviser, because you're pushing your boundaries to try something else.
Yeah, no, and you're absolutely right. There's something I was on a show I guested on a couple weeks ago. I was kind of talking about different forms of comedy and like the different muscles, like, you know, improv, stand-up, you know, all these different writing comedy, like they're different. They're different disciplines, and they're different muscles, and they need to be worked out differently. But each one, like, you know, I mean, doing squats, it doesn't just help your legs. It also helps your metabolism, which helps you build other muscles, you know. So what I'm, you know, you can do improv, and that does help stand up, et cetera. It's all connected.
It's good to have a different mind point. Like the other week, about a month ago, I was like, I'm not a dirty comedian. So I wrote a couple dirty jokes. They're horrible. They're really horrible.
Can you
just
tell us
ask
one?
Ask Deez for some help.
Hey, is there a censor on this thing?
No.
No. You're looking at him. Yeah. So what do you think?
This is very disgusting.
Just I'm going to look at you disapprovingly. That would be the only
right.
Censor.
Okay.
This may be the first time. So if you
hear you'll
long
ever hear
bleed,
me do a dirty joke, I'm never going to do this again. I told myself I'd never do this joke. One time I heard my mom and dad having sex, and it was very disturbing, because I could hear my dad's balls smacking against my mother's stomach, and it brought back terrifying childhood memories when my dad would spank me and his balls would smack against my stomach. See, it's horrible. That was one of the two gross jokes I wrote.
That's fantastic.
I think you should keep that one in the repertoire.
A lot of people have been telling me, like, you should just do a completely complete set in, like, 30 minutes in. Just tell that joke.
Right, and then just move on.
Yeah. I know.
I feel happened. Like you should just in, pause. The, just in the middle going. Of one of your musical sets, like a half-hour music set, just at one point set your guitar down, take a seat, take a moment, settle yourself, look deadpan directly at them, stare at them for a minute, make eye contact.
Pull out a little tiny book. Yeah. Book.
And then just tell them that joke, and then just get up, stand up, and break into another song. Just like nothing happened. Completely. Just don't even acknowledge that it happened. Just move on. Yeah. And there it goes. I think that'd be a great way to mess with them. So, So what's the, I guess, what's the plans for you guys? What do you want to do with comedy? I mean, do you want to, obviously you do it, you love it. Do you want, I mean, the writing aspect, improv, stand up. I mean, what's the ultimate goal with it? That,
you can want to answer for me and then I'll answer for I actually like to get into video production. Right now I actually have a video essay that I've been working on for a little while about the Spokane City flag.
Okay.
Which a lot of people I've ranted to
we
about.
We have a flag?
We have a flag.
That is what everyone says.
But yeah, they're not in Spokane.
Yeah, they say, we have a flag.
Where do we find this flag?
Or people say, oh, you mean the one that looks like MS Paint?
Hey, David, where do you find this flag?
Correct. Yeah. Okay, where do you find the Spokane City flag? Not in the city of Spokane anywhere. There are two of them in existence. They were made in 1975. And one of them is in Japan, and the other is, I don't know.
Is it that
one right there? Well, that's a digital rendering made in 2008.
You're very knowledgeable
of the North American Vexillological Association.
The Vexillological
Vexillology.
What is
the study of flags?
Okay, wow, that's
David flag has enthusiast. Been studying his.
You know why they made it a word that no one can say?
Because no one cares.
No
about
one
flags.
Ever is gonna have to fucking say it.
But you appreciate people with interests.
I do appreciate you with interests. That's true. We had this conversation at the first half of the show. So what? Why the flag passion?
There is a there's a TED talk by Roman Mars about flag design. He also does the podcast 99% Invisible about like history and design.
All right.
And I don't know, after that, like, there's a lot of cities that have really awesome flags, and they're kind of a conduit for civic pride. And I think that that's a really interesting thing. I think Spokane's, like, on this really interesting cusp right now, where we're kind of, like, rediscovering our arts scene and, like, our comedy scene starting to really become something. So I think, you know, having a flag that is not only, like, known by people, known that it exists, but also, like, available.
Like, sparkly or something.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Well, there are golden tassels, I'll have you know.
Darling, that's what we need.
But, like, I seriously went to City Hall and I asked the guy at the security desk, just like, hey, so, like, is there a city flag that I can see? He's like, I don't think I've ever seen one. And he called up to the mayor's office, which is like, yeah, so we have a guy who wants to see the flag. And, yeah, they could not locate one on the premises.
I like to think that Mayor Condon sitting up his office, like, tell him to hit the bricks. And he like, looks over and he, like, pulls his bottom drawer out and he just pets it.
No one else can have you, my sweet.
You're all mine. You're all mine.
That's awesome.
Or he's got just that attaché case with it just like handcuffed to him at all times. One of those things two people have to turn the key at the same time
back, to
get to. Yeah.
They'll never get you, my pretty.
Yeah. God. Well, that is something I've never heard anyone want to do.
So that's
hashtag
what
goals.
That's what I'm working on.
Yeah.
That's where comedy is leading.
Yeah. I just, I don't know. There's a, like, I want
to. So comedy's going well.
Yeah. I don't know. I think, like, Spokane history is really interesting.
Sure.
I was listening to a lot of Seattle Files by Chris Allen, which is just like Seattle history. They talk about Seattle history with Seattle comedians.
Right.
And it's a way to learn about the history of the city and have a laugh. And I'm just like, oh, well, maybe I should look into a little bit of Spokane's history. And I think, like, if we can find a way to, like, learn a little bit about this place we call home and, you know, have a laugh about it, that'd be a good time.
Yeah. Well, it's so funny because I was, again, talking to someone the other day, and I don't feel like anyone, like, young people are interested in things anymore. And, or, like, the younger as generations get younger, I mean, I'm 34, and generations younger than me and you guys and generations younger than you, like, I feel like most people aren't interested in much anymore. And that's
Pokemon.
One of the things we were talking about earlier.
They're interested in Pokemon.
Well, yeah, exactly.
No, we're already bored of that.
Okay.
We're over that.
Like, that was so, like,
that was weeks
August,
ago, Monica.
Darling.
Yeah.
I know.
But so, I mean, it's, I like that. It's something that, you know, it's unique. And it doesn't have to be unique. It's just something. But that's something that probably not a lot of other people are into. But it's still something. And it's a goal, it's an interest, you're making something out of it, and you're making something out of the area you live in. Like, that's that's great. Like most people just be like, ah, I fucking flag. I don't know. I'm gonna beat off to you porn again. And like you know.
Well, it is a Tuesday afternoon.
Yeah. Right. Yeah. So I call it a three refractory period day. So I'm off on Tuesdays. So I got more time.
You made sure this was on Monday, right, so you could just leave Tuesday wide open for beating off.
No, Monday's like maybe one in between work and the podcast. Tuesdays a little different. I'm on my computer all day editing podcasts. I got plenty of time in between. Pause that.
A few windows.
Yeah. We'll reopen that window. Clear history. Feel ashamed.
And I'm glad we have a whole week to let the air clear out.
Touche, Trez. Right. Touche.
Don't. There's a joke I have, and it's. I always call it. I'll tell you the joke, and I'll tell you my punchline. But I used to have a desk. It's definitely not this one. The one behind me. I used to always say my joke was that the underside of my desk looked like the roof of the Lewis and Clark Caverns. And then I always tell people, like, that's the smartest masturbation joke you'll ever hear.
I don't get it.
The roof
stalagmites
of the stalactites from the ceiling, yes. Do you know what those are? Stalactites?
Something like that.
They're like from caverns. They grow from the minerals. So I would. That's what that was my joke.
It's a new segment called Geology Corner. Let's talk about minerals.
There's definitely protein in that.
Stalactites.
It's educational and funny. I thought.
Put that in my repertoire.
Yeah. So. I save that for the early show. with the kids and stuff.
Totally.
So. I was at the bar the other night, and I was telling someone to come to the drink in the bait, and like, oh, what do you know? I'm like, oh, I'm, you know, co-hosting the show. Like, you tell jokes? I'm like, sometimes. Or tell me a joke. I'm like, what do you call a school full of dead fish or a school of dead fish? I go, I don't know. I said a Columbine. All right, well, I'll see you at the show. And I go, and they're like,
didn't come.
No, they didn't.
They didn't make it.
Apparently, that was not their. preferred form of comedy. So anyway, I thought it was a good joke.
Was it a guy or a girl?
It was a girl.
I thought so.
For some reason, when it's girls, I usually go for like the worst joke.
I really
And
you want to make the best impression.
Yeah. No, I really
the best worst impression.
Yeah, exactly. Right. Like, I'm gonna ruin this as quickly as possible. Yeah. Usually my
I want to make sure she probably goes home and cries a little bit.
Right. Yeah. You hate masturbates to me.
Shameless Porter.
Yeah, hashtag Shameless Porter. All
right. There's a beer being named after me at Black Label Brewing, and we've been trying to figure out a name. And
I think we found it, kids.
Shameless Porter is the one I think we've landed on.
I think the name speaks for itself.
Okay. So what about you, Michael, long term?
I want burgers. I want it.
Are you hungry right now?
I'm so hungry right now. No, I just honestly just want to do comedy. I like doing stand up. I like performing, putting together my own shows and stuff. And I mean, it's hard. I don't think people realize as a stand up comic, especially when you're on the road and you're traveling and you're sending out emails and then you're dealing with people, like, everybody's like, oh, that comedian's a horrible person, they didn't stay after the show to talk to people. I'm like, no, I'm not no Chris D'Elia, we're not famous, but I understand like why they don't want to, because it's so draining.
Oh, sure.
Yeah. And, yeah, but it's something that I just have had a passion for since I was a kid. I've had the same dream since I was 9 years old.
There you go.
Bazooka arms.
Bazooka arms.
That's my dream.
And to crack really good one-liners before you destroy things with your bazooka arms.
I have goals in life.
Yeah, well, it's good. Bucket list, right?
Bucket list.
Hashtag bucket list. All right.
Hashtag bazooka arms.
You know what's funny is, like, is there any hashtag out there that hasn't? Like, if you did look up hashtag bazooka arms right now, it's probably out there.
Phil has a hashtag he does where it's like things I yell at my kid before he leaves. And that's an entire hashtag.
Right. Yeah.
Right there. And I thought, oh, that's a clever one that Phil came up with. Clicked on it, and there was like there's 30 a million, other people bazillion. Posting under that.
Now I got to know. Should we look it up?
Yes.
Hashtag things bazooka that... arms. Hashtag, how do you spell bazooka? But there you go, bazooka. arms. How do you spell arms? Are we gonna have to go to the Twitter sphere? Are you guys on Twitter?
Yeah.
How
I
do
am.
People find you on Twitter?
I'm Mike Glatzmeyer.
Okay.
M I K E and then learn how to spell Glatzmeyer.
All right. David?
I only tweet during the Seattle Festival of Improv Theater because it goes on the screen at all the front of the theater.
On October 13th, or October 18th of 2013, Alex Julius Larson tweeted, hopefully get to see at McNeil Troy Monday and Tuesday and lift at school like the good old days. Hashtag bazooka arms. I feel like that's a little different context, but bazooka arms is out there.
They're going to lift until they can like shoot projectiles from their hands.
I feel like they're maybe lifting incorrectly. Yeah. they're lifting weights at Skynet, apparently. So, all right. Well, I think, what time is it? What do we got? Why don't we, Monica's been out for like 3 years. Monica's not been attending the podcast for a while.
No, you've been scheduling poorly.
Okay. so we're going to.
Whose fault was Monday? Not mine. I was ready.
What happened Monday?
We were supposed to do it at a brewery.
Yeah. Yeah, the brewery hit the brewery had to reschedule. So we'll get back with them soon.
Vegas the week before, my fault.
Yeah, okay. Well, let's so Monica's gonna do the news since she hasn't been here for a while. We've got a lot to catch up with them. So let's get into some the news.
Stuff according to Stuffs.
It's my job to speak up for the people that Deese puts down. All right, so a couple of these I did have last week, but I figured we would need to discuss them. I'm sure you would want to weigh in on, you know, the latest Kardashian.
I'm known to give my opinion every now and then.
Yeah,
I oft opin about certain topics if feeling strikes.
Well, Kim Kardashian was in New York for, or she was in Paris for. The fashion week there. She's obviously on my Snapchat.
Yeah,
so
obviously my
she was so
she's on my Snapchat. Like she follows me.
Totally. Yeah. she was posting several things about different clothing she was wearing, jewelry she was wearing. Mm-hmm. While she was in Paris, she was staying at an estate instead of a hotel. And while she was there, she was robbed. Allegedly. I know. It could be. Since then, she hasn't been back on her Snapchat because they were blaming that she's obviously anybody can see that. They can see what kind of jewelry, whatever, you know, they have phones, computers, everything like that. They're trying to figure out whether this could have been an inside job. The person, there's just one person that works at the hotel, and then there was somebody that was another security person was supposed to be there and wasn't there. Basically just came in, put her in the bathroom, took everything. Kanye West was notified while in the middle of his concert and left the concert to go attend to her. They're trying to figure out right now basically if it was an inside job, which is more than likely. They knew where she was. They knew that there wasn't going to be security, anything like that, and that they were able to know exactly how much, like, all the stuff that she had.
What? Oh, first question, because I need to know. What is keeping up with the Kardashians still on?
No, right now it is Rob in China.
Well, no, is it? Did it get canceled? Is it coming back?
It's just in their break
thank
right
God.
Now.
God. I know. Okay.
It's in their break right now.
Oh, man. I was worried. I know. I was worried.
Scared. If you're familiar with it, Rob Kardashian is with Blac Chyna, and she's pregnant right now.
I am familiar with
that. So they're following.
Yeah.
And no, the family's not happy about it.
Yeah, well.
No, they're happy about it.
I thought they didn't like her.
It's good now. At first it was weird because Blac Chyna.
Okay.
So
don't spoil it.
Yeah, spoiler alert.
Because Kylie is dating Tyga, and Tyga and Blac Chyna used to be together, and they have a kid together.
Yeah.
and Black China and Kimmy.
I like the look on David's face. It's like, I don't know.
I'm just absorbing the lore. It's just like,
it's like you're a kid and it's like when you're too young and you watch A Clockwork Orange. You're like, I'm not sure what's happening or
she's
why I should be watching this.
There are people named Tyga and Black China.
Yeah. Yes, there are. Yes.
Are we talking about Game of Thrones now?
So they're Earth. On their break right now. They're showing it. They're airing Black China and mm-hmm. Rob's show mm-hmm. following the pregnancy. She's mm-hmm. due November 18th.
So here was my first thoughts on this whole thing. First of all, these people never get this isn't her jewelry.
It's loaned out. Yeah.
These things are loaned out from guys who make this jewelry, and then they're excused in Fashion Week because I read People magazine, mm-hmm. and she's at Fashion Week, and they give them the jewelry, and then when they see them, you know, in pictures and stuff, like, oh, what are you wearing? Who's the designer? Blah 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 blah. So they loan them this stuff. So she's not out any money.
No,
it's not her jewelry. So my thought was, and listen, all right.
I'm listening.
I'm not condoning things right now. But if you get Kim Kardashian tied up in a bathtub, you're probably going to take a crack at her, okay? Or at least they're like, he didn't touch me. They didn't touch her at all. I'm like, yeah, let's grab the last, right? See if the thing's real or something. Something, right? So
that happened the week before when she was on the carpet.
All right, well then, you know, maybe that was the test
run. Somebody went in for a little grab.
my theory is this was completely staged and they took the money to sell or took the jewelry to sell or some sort of them.
You think the Kardashians?
Yeah.
Oh.
Yeah. I think it was George Clooney.
Yes, George Clooney and Brad Pitt.
Yeah. George Clooney dressed as Batman.
Do we know where George Clooney was? Because it's a heist. That's my first instinct.
It's like Ocean's 11.
Yeah, where were you, Clooney? So that was my inclination. Like, she's always out of security. How do you not have security around you? How do five guys get up there, put you in the bathtub, zero happens to you, $10 million in jewelry disappears. That, to me, like, screams. And then she's like, they asked her how she got loose. She's like, oh, I just wiggled out of it. All right, Scooby-Doo. Like, what the fuck? You just wiggled out of these, you know, these five guys professionally tied me up and they're professional jewelry thieves. But I just wiggled out of there, you know, Boy Scout knot.
I don't think they're hurting for money.
Well, I don't know. Who knows? How much money did they seize? Like, how much money did they put out in a you know, every month trying to live that lifestyle? Probably a lot. And Kanye West sucks.
Oh, I just figured it out.
Does that
Kanye West rob Kim Kardashian so he could get out of his concert?
Kevin Hart.
Even
one
he
of
didn't
my,
want to sing anymore.
I think it's Will Ferrell or Kevin Hart. They have a video online where he talks about all these tweets of him saying, oh, he has millions of dollars in his net worth thing.
Right.
And then he goes up to, like, some random person's car that isn't his that's all beat up in a grocery store. And he's like, this is my vehicle. He's like, where the fuck is all this money? You guys are talking about this million net worth of money. And he's just, like, going on like it's all a joke that
sure.
he's playing. But I think people don't realize a lot of these famous people, we think they have millions because that net worth said they're worth millions.
Yeah.
And they have all this. But how much they're spending, their five homes.
Sure. Well, right. They keep they spend it like it's going to keep coming in, like it's coming in. And then the minute it stops coming in, like it is like, oh, I have $47 million in mortgage payments due this month. You know, and like I. I mean, you see it with athletes, like NFL players and things all the time. They, you know, you get Cousin Fruity to do the books and all of a sudden you're a couple bad investments later. You've made millions of dollars over your career and then you got no money.
It's like they don't understand the benefits of a Roth IRA.
Exactly. They get. I was talking to. Oh, fuck. I was having a conversation again. I have too many conversations. They're probably just all in my head. It's like, really,
light.
It's probably just me in the corner of my bedroom talking to the wall most of the time.
I feel like you
time.
Didn't even run into that girl. You just wanted to tell a Columbine joke.
Right. I just told it to told it to my dog. So we were talking about, I don't know if we were talking about rappers or basketball players or NFL players. We're like, every time, like, they should get like a signing bonus and a Jewish guy named Neil be like, here's your signing bonus and here's your accountant. Like this, he's going to take care of your money. He'll give you a stipend of this much money every month, and then the rest is going to go into a retirement fund so you don't fuck it all off. And, you know, shooting up the strip club after the big game or whatever. So, but you guys know about that. That goes balling out of control.
We also know the benefits of a Roth IRA. I just got my 401k at Laser Quest. That's a real thing.
Wow, really?
Not a joke.
So you work at Laser Quest?
Yeah. Holy crap, I recognize you from there.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah, straight up. He's
my hero.
Do you have a membership?
No, I don't.
What's your code name?
I usually just pick something stupid every time I go in there. It's the move.
Respect.
Burgers.
What? Can you hook me up with some Laser Quest?
I only get one free game every 2 weeks, so.
But you get a 401k.
401k, right?
Whoa, it's a corrupt system.
Hold on, David. David, those lasers aren't free, okay? Someone's got to pay for those lasers, all right? Do you want them coming out of your paycheck? No, I didn't think so.
Or your 401k.
All right? Yeah. You can trade in some of that 401k for some extra lasers. That would be retirement or lasers now.
Good. I'd pick lasers.
I'm going to take the lasers up front, sir.
Yeah, I know.
So a 401, really 401k? Are they like a franchise? Wait, do you know Mike T. I'm just going to say consonants now.
And you can see the pronunciation of the name.
Yeah.
Mike Temin. I keep saying the same thing, don't I? Anyway, I think he does like the Wild Wall, or owns Wild Walls. Who's the guy who owns Wild? Who's the guy who owns the place?
I don't like the building, like the armory, or
they don't get in.
No, Laser. The guy who owns Laser Quest.
Laser Quest is a corporation.
Who's the guy who manages it?
That's Chad.
No, that's not the guy.
That's Chad. Nowhere close to.
Who's
Mike.
The guy? Do you know the guy who's the Wild Walls manager guy in there?
I don't. I've only got into Wild Walls to be like, hey, can you give us our recycle bin?
Is it Todd?
Oh wait, they're not the same company. I thought they were they just share same. A space.
Yeah, we're both in the same. We're in the old.
My bad. Okay,
state
so
armory,
I thought they were like a joint effort thing. No.
No, we should. It would be cool though if you climb and do lasers.
Lasers, that's safe. I don't know
if it's just me. I feel like the Wild Walls and Laser Quest are in the weirdest part of towns. Like, it's like the sketchiest area, and it's like far away from everything
and parking.
Else.
Yeah. Parking is a nightmare. Yeah.
Right.
Yeah.
Across the street from like, isn't it across the street from like the Hooker Hotel too?
Yeah.
That Days Inn is like super sketchy. Yeah. Like,
look, the gentrification is getting closer and closer.
Oh,
every
good.
Week, so
good.
We're really looking forward to.
To clearing out those people.
You can give them signs.
Give them signs. I can't go to the 401k Laser Quest. I mean, that's great. How long have you worked there?
A year.
And 401k already, huh?
Yeah, they gave me one. I didn't even.
At Laser Quest?
No, not at Laser Quest. Oh, no,
I don't work there. They just, I went for a birthday the other week. And they just gave
me. I got a really high score.
Wait, do you want a 2-for-1 pass or do you want a 401k?
This guy gets one game every 2 weeks. I went in there and got a 401k.
It's the system, man. The system.
That's amazing.
We need to talk to your manager, man. You should get at least 2 games a week.
Right. One game. Do you use your one game? Is it rollover
games?
Do
you go by yourself?
No. I usually give them to friends, and then they don't use them.
Oh, you can give them to friends.
Yeah.
He's giving me like 4 of them, and I think I've lost 4 of them.
He's lost 5. I don't even
know. My 401k. I don't know where that went.
I'm in it for the 401k.
So, you just are over Laser Tag, I guess. I don't know. I'm infatuated with this Laser Tag.
I'm not allowed to take top 5. Whenever I play.
Oh, you're just too good?
I have the maze memorized, and I know where all the sensors are, so it's completely unfair when
God
I do play.
Damn it.
Sometimes people will challenge me. Like, you can go in and do what's called a marshal challenge and just smack talk the marshal, I guess, is how you get that.
Is that your position?
Are you the
marshal?
Yeah.
Do you wear a
badge? I know. I'm like, yeah.
No, but I got a pretty sweet and name tag.
Is there a vest involved? Yeah. I feel like there's a vest.
With flair.
We have the vests that you wear in the maze.
Oh, okay. Yo,
that's
yes.
Close enough.
I feel like you guys should be able to dress up like really cool, though.
That would be great.
I would dress
like
a Power Ranger.
Dungeons and Dragons.
Oh, yeah, that. Yeah.
You
that
should
one.
Get bazooka arms for your laser. Hashtag bazooka laser arms.
Like Spider-Man laser ones, like
yeah, I would play a lot of laser tag if I worked at a laser. I would not give away my once every 2 weeks to ungrateful people who didn't use them.
Seriously, sometimes it's like I'll mention it to like a server or a bartender or something. They're just like, "Oh, that's really cool. I love that." I'm like, "Oh, cool. Well, do you want a free game?" And they're just like, "Totally." And then I never see them again. I'm just like, "I went to your business. Can't do the same. It's free. Just bring a friend."
Make sure you trade there. Be like, "Can I have a free drink?"
Yeah.
And you can come and have some laser.
Is that how it works? You get a free drink.
You can have some lasers. There.
Give me 16 ounces of beer, and I will give you 16 ounces of laser.
I think that's appropriate. Yeah.
It's just in a mason jar you screw onto the bottom of the laser.
I think what a beer can do and a laser can do is kind of the same.
Do they serve lasers in standard or metric? I'm not sure. Like,
it's a Canadian company.
Canadian. So it's
so either both. It's weird.
Have you ever had to kick anyone out?
No, I've gotten really close. There was one guy who was running around, just like, I don't know, like
molesting the children.
luckily, never.
Okay,
that would simply not stand.
I almost kicked him out. He was molesting children. I'm like, you know what? One more kid. I swear to God, I will think about kicking you out.
Fool me once.
That's it. 200 points gone. Yeah.
Your 401k.
I'm taking away half your lasers. No more diddly. Like, you have to put a sign on the wall. If you diddle children, we will take away half your lasers.
The player's code says no physical contact. So it covers the majority of
that's an umbrella for.
Yeah. There's no offensive language. There's no making physical contact. All forms of harassment are covered.
I feel like that definitely diddling children definitely goes under those. Yeah. So you almost had to kick someone out.
Yeah, I just have like people that are just get really rowdy, and so you just follow them around. And like, I don't know, I think some other people might have a little more difficulty keeping people in control, but I'm 6'6"
right.
man.
David's a large man.
Yeah, and I can be imposing when I'm not being such a sweetheart.
I feel like cocktails before lasering is like something too.
No, definitely.
I think that's what I would do if I went.
Is that how you like to get cocktails where you get lasered?
All the pretty lights.
Do people go in there? Like, I feel like I'd eat mushrooms and go do it though.
Yeah.
People just, and a lot of times you can't tell what.
Sure.
Because everyone's just standing and listening.
Right.
And then they go in and get suited up, and they go in, and I don't know, just everyone kind of looks the same doing laser tag when they
they kind of all look like they're doing mushrooms. Just one guy standing in the corner lasering his face, like just looking directly into the gun.
I've seen people that spend like 5 minutes trying to tag themselves in a mirror. So just like, I gotta know if it's possible. It's like, you spend 5 minutes, you should. It was a third of your game time. You need to get back to it.
I think this is like a full like thing for your like when you do comedy, you could really
right.
get
you
like go
mind this.
Just
I feel like
you
we
should
yeah.
use the laser
There's
thing.
A stand up set yeah. we just did here. This
I don't
is
know what the
great.
Connection is with a Top Gun, but people love coming in. They're just like, I want to be Maverick, and someone's like, oh, you're Maverick, I'm Goose. I want to be Iceman.
Like whoever Goose
guns.
Is, like you're gonna die.
Yeah,
like you die first,
take last, dude.
Right. You should be Maverick. Definitely, he lives
and
is
the
like hero.
They flew planes. They didn't shoot guns.
Yeah, well, that's true. They had bazooka guns.
It's just a completely different concept. I don't even understand how they're related in any conceivable way. People are just like, oh, laser tag, Top Gun.
Yeah, totally.
That's
totally,
it. That's
totally
the thing.
Oh, because it says gun in it. Maybe.
Let's say Top Laser Gun.
Yeah. Well.
So.
I get
interesting.
It. Whatever.
Oh, yeah. They're like, oh, yeah, laser tag. I'm going to be Michelangelo. Ninja Turtles, totally. Like, wait, what? No, I don't know what that's not the same.
Who knows?
Well, I'm going to come now because I have not been done laser tagging forever. I want to go do that. Yes. Well, I've done the little one at
Beware, he might be on mushrooms.
Or the golf.
Wonderland.
Golf. Yeah.
Lame. Lame.
Totally lame.
Yeah, Laser Quest has, Spokane has the largest laser tag arena in the nation, I will have you know.
Wow.
Dave is very proud of this.
More than the flag.
We were performing in Seattle, and he was talking about this to somebody.
That's how you break the ice.
He's like, I work
I also have a 401k.
401k.
No, okay. That was because that was with Chris Allen, who we talked about at the previous S-Fit. Yeah. No one's at Bumbershoot. I was talking to him about it because of the previous S-Fit. He used to work at Laser Quest Federal Way, and so we're laser buddies.
Yeah, that's well. No, I like. I mean, all kidding aside, like that's. I actually really want to go. I want to go.
I do too.
That.
I'll go with you, buddy.
All right, let's do it.
And
let's,
I have mushrooms.
I'll laser you guys.
Just joking. FCC or whatever listens to this.
What did he say? Let's do it. Let's eat some mushrooms. And go.
Let's do it.
It's kind of incriminating. I know this is being recorded.
That's all right. Fuck it.
If you guys find me in a corner,
I've admitted
in a mirror,
to a lot worse on this show.
Trying to shoot myself in a mirror.
Okay.
I do that without mushrooms.
I know.
So walking through the maze, just like, where is Dark Side of the Moon coming from?
Okay. If we do come in on mushrooms, can you be our guide for us? Kind of show us where all those lasers and sensors are?
where to screw the mason jar in to bring your lasers to fueled.
Oh, my God. I think we're doing the news.
This is the best news ever. We're going to laser.
I know. We are. We're going to we'll do a social hour party and eat mushrooms and go to laser tag. I mean, beautiful. Just play laser tag. I haven't done mushrooms in a long time. I'm due.
Wow. Next up in the news.
Sorry. I'm very, very hungry.
I had so many burgers.
I had so many burgers during that entire Laser Quest conversation.
I dipped those burgers in the tartar.
All right. Let's. What else is going on in the news, Monica?
So Lady Gaga is set to be the halftime show for the Super Bowl.
All right. Yes. It's one thing I know about football fans that they love Lady Gaga.
Yeah, I know. I'm like, where do you guys keep coming up with all these? I mean, what was Coldplay last year?
I know.
I was like,
well, we can't have Dave Matthews Band every year. Right.
The violin.
Right. Yeah. I just don't get
Kenny G.
Why the get Enya in there. Like fucking, and then why not?
I know. I was like, oh, okay. But I mean, she does have some like funkier songs, so
sure.
I mean, they'll jazz it up. I'm sure Beyonce's going to show up. I mean, she just always does now.
Queen Bey.
Yeah, Queen Bey always be showing up at the halftime show.
I've said it a million times, but just like get Metallica to come in there and like rock three songs and then play the second half of that football game. No, like no guy wants to see Britney Spears or the Black Eyed Peas.
The girls are in the kitchen making
the girls
you guys
are watching
like
the Puppy Bowl.
Football
the
shaped,
Puppy Bowl.
No.
Is
making
all
you like football shaped cupcakes and all this shit. So give them a good freaking halftime show.
I guess.
What's wrong with the Puppy Bowl?
Don't hate on that Puppy Bowl.
Yeah, Puppy Bowl is adorable.
They're so fluffy. I love them. I give them all my own names.
So Gaga going for the okay.
Yep, that's just a little updated news. Let's see. We have a feud through Miley Cyrus and
is she
Mariah
still around?
Carey.
She didn't overdose yet.
No, I think she's actually getting better. Yeah, like less weird.
But
because she got back with Liam Hemsworth.
Oh,
so now
she's
she
not
has
being
to pretend
naked
that,
anymore.
Yeah, she has to pretend to be like
that's
normal
the only
again.
Good thing about her.
Yeah,
that and Party in the USA.
I love that song.
That is a great song.
Seriously. Nobody can hate that song.
I legitimately love that song.
You're like a terrorist if you don't like that song.
That's true. Everyone likes that song, right? Do you know that song?
Party in the USA. That's the only part of that song.
You mean
a song that has USA in it.
Yeah, that's why it's required
listening.
It's kind of like the national anthem.
Yeah, it's pretty good. So she's feuding with... Okay, so are they trying
to figure out
who's more irrelevant?
Basically, she did a interview with Elle Magazine, and she just said she's never really been a fan. This is clearly not something you're supposed to say about Mariah Carey.
Why not?
It's caused a
Who
feud.
Cares?
Yeah, right.
Yeah. It was basically, it created a Twitter, you know, and all the kids are mad.
Wait, did they ask her thought on Mariah Carey?
Were they mad?
Somehow Mariah Carey came up. I think it's because she used to be on the Voice or whatever, and so now Miley Cyrus is doing it, and so, or she was on America's Got Talent, whatever. So I think they just had mentioned her, whatever, and she said she's never really been a fan. This apparently just caused a bunch of ruckus with the teens and everything, and then
because they didn't know who Mariah Carey was. and
then Mariah Carey basically just commented and said, "I don't really know her."
But
I think Mariah Carey's on some downers these days.
Yeah,
she seems a little monotone.
But isn't that everyone, like, it's the same thing I talk about with, like, comedy and stuff, too. Like, you have to have some sort of polarizing opinion, good or bad, because if you just go straight down the middle, it's a zero,
yeah.
You know? So if she's like, oh, she seems fine, there's nothing. So she has to be like, you know, I've never really been a fan, because then that soundbite gets out there, and then there's people talking about Miley Cyrus.
Well,
and
her
then
reasoning was that, you know, she feels like her music is to, like, help the kids and to talk about, you know, life and issues, and she feels like Mariah Carey's,
she thought,
like,
that was her music?
Yeah, she thought that was her music.
Has she heard her music? Yeah. Was she so fucking high she didn't know what her music was actually about? Was she playing laser tag at David's place, like, yeah, high on? She the one shooting herself in the face with the lasers?
Half of the time when I hear about a celebrity feud like this, I believe it's like a setup. Like, I don't think it's real half the time, because, like we're saying, is help some get their name out even more, I feel like.
Yeah.
So why not start a little spice?
Well, it's like if you make a comment about anything, I feel like they could have just been like, oh, well, you know, how do you feel about this person or whatever? And you literally, all she said was, I'm not really a fan, and it turns into a big deal.
Well, if I was, you know, Mariah Carey at this stage in my career, I'd latch onto that and try and milk it for all it's worth, too.
Yeah. Cause
like, hey, I'm still a person. Somebody go listen.
Miley Cyrus doesn't like me. That's, yeah, like 50% of the people would be happy about that.
Somebody go listen to Fantasy on Spotify so I can get 37 cents in the mail. yeah, that's, if I were her, I'd be happy about that.
She just did a show in Vegas.
I saw her in some skimpy outfit. She's looking pretty good.
Yeah.
And Mariah Carey's Fantasy songs is like one of my guilty pleasures. I send her about 37 cents.
I'm with you for that. The video's sucks. Better.
Right?
She's in like a white tank top on a roller coaster. I'm like, yeah. That's, I'll just watch it on mute.
Do your nipples get hard when the high points?
Yeah. Mine do too. Yeah. Both of ours, same time. Like, Bolt, look at this, Mariah. You and me.
I'm sweating right now. Yeah.
I'm all beclept.
Yeah, I put my arms up like I'm in a roller coaster too. Like I'm there.
All right. Well, shit's gotten real. Angelina Jolie and Brad Pitt are divorcing.
Oh, no.
I'm glad that we're talking about this, because I heard about some stuff, but I didn't know, but I knew you would.
Yeah. It's like, I got to see Monica and get the dish.
Straight.
Basically, she is saying, they just are saying irreconcilable differences, but a lot of stuff has come up since then, where she said that they were on a private plane and Brad Pitt had lunged at Maddox or something. She had to intervene.
It's because he talked about Fight Club. Everyone knows you don't talk about Fight Club.
Touché.
It doesn't matter if you're my son or not. I'll fuck you up, kid. You don't talk about Fight Club.
Brad Pitt now has to do drug testing, alcohol testing weekly. She has.
So he's failing weekly.
Apparently they're saying that had something to do with it. He had been drinking or something like that. So she has, but she's like, I mean, after everything that they've said about each other and everything that they had gone through, and they've only been married for a couple years, like finally doing that, even, yeah, yeah, to do all that, she's hiring like the top lawyers and so it's really just making like a mockery of the whole relationship that they can't come to some kind of,
sure,
you know.
Yeah, these... go bridge the differences without all this.
Yeah, like just be able to come to terms with what's going on, but like something really bad had to have happened or something for her to take such a dramatic stance about it.
Isn't it? So if, like, I feel like Brad Pitt probably isn't fighting. He's like, oh, you're going to take your gaggle of children, yeah, and you're gonna leave.
George can go back to,
right,
hanging out.
Go banging runaways on a yacht. Yeah. Like, what? Oh, life's hard.
Yeah,
for Brad Pitt. I don't know.
I just like all the Jennifer Aniston memes now, where she's just like, ha, 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 that's funny how that worked out. You know.
Jennifer Aniston's hotter than Angelina Jolie, right? And was that just me?
Yeah, no, I agree with you.
I think when you have sex with one you marry.
I would.
Oh,
okay.
Yeah, I feel that.
I mean, no, hold on. Hold on. Like, hold on. I'd have sex with both of them. I want that to be clear.
But if you like played Fuck, Marry, Kill, you know,
yeah,
you'd fuck Angelina, you'd marry. I was going to call her Rachel.
And then he would kill them both.
And then, yeah, and kill then I kill them both because I'm a black widow.
Yeah, where are we at on that, gentlemen?
When I found out that Angelina Jolie like kept Billy Bob's vial around her neck of blood, that excited me. I was like, I definitely.
Did it? Okay.
Sure. Yeah.
All right. Interesting. That's a good approach.
Yeah, I don't know what these two look like without a picture.
You Jennifer know Aniston and Angelina Jolie.
Yeah. That I don't know. Like,
hold on. I'm gonna get images.
Do like a compare and contrast.
So there's like Angelina Jolie. Okay.
Yeah.
She's gorgeous.
Do you know what she looks like, or do you need a picture?
I'm familiar.
Okay, yeah. I was gonna say, thank you. I'm glad.
I've seen a movie once.
David didn't disappoint me. It's like I'm a person who lives on this earth.
I know, I'm like literally shocked. Right now.
I've like heard the names, but I can't match.
I've never seen Friends. That's Jennifer Aniston.
Oh, that yeah. Well, you should have just said from Friends. The one that's in all those Adam Sandler.
Well, like, no, not David Schwimmer.
You and little swim in your life.
If I had a marry, fuck, kill, I guess he'd be the one I'd marry, you know, out of the three of them. So, you know, so having seen the pictures now, being familiar with these.
Jennifer Lawrence.
No, Jennifer Aniston.
Jennifer Lawrence is a different.
No. Let's hear him out.
Too many burgers. Way too many burgers.
I'm going to start naming other people now.
Next.
Jeff Goldblum.
Is there any more news?
Antonio Banderas. Lloyd L. Carlson, the man who designed the Spokane City flag in 1975.
I would go for she did great in Bruce Almighty.
Okay.
Anyway. Was she in that? I don't think she was. She was in the.
She's in Bruce Almighty, wasn't she?
Well, maybe. I don't know. Okay.
Yes.
Do you have
yeah, but that's not what I remember from. All right. All right.
Do you have any?
I have one last thing that I think everybody will really be excited about. The creepy ass Teddy Ruxpin is back.
Oh.
They have reinvented the 80s toy bear.
Okay.
Looks creepy
he
again.
He does look creepy.
Even creepier.
He looks like something that the guy David almost had to kick out of Laser Quest was trying to lure kids in with.
That looks like him actually. Just slap a dirty Hasselbeck jersey on him, and it's spot on.
Do you mean David? I was thinking David Hasselhoff. I'm like, David Hasselhoff had jerseys. That would be amazing. Like Baywatch jerseys that had the Hoff on the back.
Oh God.
There's like a Kung Fury jersey, I would wear that every day. Wear it until it disintegrated.
Just sleep in it, shower in it. This thing's not coming off.
It's been upgraded. It's supposed to be able to interact a lot more with kids. I think these things just freak me out a little bit.
That's weird. Interact how?
Has 40 full color LCD eye animations that it is able to do. I mean.
Is it like brainwashing our kids?
Yeah, like I really feel like it's like, oh, A, B, C, D, you will kill them.
Consume.
Eat more burgers.
No.
This guy's looking at pictures of burgers.
I think he's looking at pictures of Jennifer Aniston. It's okay.
Oh, all right. Well, Teddy Ruxpin's coming back.
Teddy Ruxpin's coming back.
Michael looks like he's about to go into diabetic shock or something.
are you going to know? I don't know one thing we're talking about in this news. I'm just nodding. Oh, yeah. Uh-huh.
Do you know who Kim Kardashian is?
I know who she is. I don't know who her robbers were, though.
If you did, you should probably call a hotline.
I'm sure there is a hotline.
That's
for
why we brought you in here. We were hoping you could tell us.
Yeah. Crack the case.
I just foil this evil plot.
I don't mean it in a bad way, but I literally, and I think this is something that helps me out in comedy, but I don't know anything. Like, I literally It's Will Gilman during Adam and him during their Hustle podcast, they did a bit called Asking Michael Questions.
Yeah.
And they had a list of questions like name off all the presidents. To all.
Oh, I couldn't name off all of them. All four. How many have we had? 48? 50? 48? Yeah. 48. This, Obama was the 48th.
It's over 200 years now, so I'd say probably around 300, right?
Presidents?
Yeah.
Yeah, that's...
Wait, like, of America? I don't know.
your math is extraordinary.
Okay.
We're like a nice motley crew around here.
So... So you don't know Jennifer Lawrence, you don't know presidents. That's
I
what
know, like, you showed me, like, I know her because she was in Friends and Bruce Almighty. And
those are the only two pieces of media I've ever seen in my life.
I just, like, I have one of those, like, if you showed me more stuff, I'd be like, oh, I've seen that. Yeah. But, like, if I have to, like, actually think about something, like, that's when you're really fucking things up for me.
That's when shit goes sideways.
What do you do for a day job?
I work at a... I was a preschool teacher for 6 years. That's no lie, no joke. I did preschool teaching.
He knows his colors.
I know my colors. And now I work at a science center. Yeah, I work at a science center.
When the kids ask questions, you just like, fuck it, I don't know. What do you want from me?
I don't even know who Jennifer Anderson is. Or Lawrence. Like, she was in Bruce Almighty. That's all I know.
Is it like Mobius?
Yeah.
It's like that place. It's like, Nobius.
With Nobius.
Schmobius.
I work at Schmobius. I wasn't going to say the name of...
Dude,
you don't want to say the name.
Name.
No, he's not. He does not work at Mobius. Definitely.
Do you have a 401k?
God, that's a good question. I got mine from Laser Quest. No,
it was just laying on the sidewalk outside when it was walking to work.
Yeah. No, actually, I didn't think about this. We are around each other way too much now.
Mm-hmm. Like, feel about Monica.
Well, he just started working there too.
Mobius?
At Schmobius. Schmobius. So now we live together. We are on Blue Door together. We work at Schmobius together. And we both have seen Bruce Almighty.
Yeah.
You guys should create a Tinder profile together.
We've done that.
He actually. So on my Tinder, he would
be like, which one are you? And he'll be like, pick which one you want.
He would message people on Tinder for me. And he messaged a girl. He said, do you have an extra rice cooker?
I said, do you have a rice cooker I could borrow?
Oh, I could borrow. And she messaged back, actually, I have two. And I've been wanting to give away one. So I was talking to this girl for 2-3 weeks about, like, we were going to meet up and get the rice cooker. And
did
then
you guys talk about anything else besides the
rice
cooker?
No, we talked about how we can make pancakes in a rice cooker. We talked
exclusively about, rice cooker.
We talked about, like, for 2 weeks of rice cookers. And then I went through this mode where I would delete Tinder. Re-download Tinder, delete Tinder, re-download Tinder.
After burgers?
After burgers. And then I was like, oh no, the rice cooker. I was like, I deleted Tinder.
Where will I ever find a rice cooker again?
I don't remember what she looks like. I know the name.
You can put an ad on, like, the Inlander.
I saw you.
Yes, please.
See your girl
I
on Tinder you. With yes, the please. Rice cooker.
Yeah.
God. You know, after 2 or 3 weeks, though, you probably should have closed that rice cooker deal.
Yeah, I know.
We should have. But she was out of town for a couple weeks.
You gotta send some more rice cooker gifts.
Oh my god,
it was
that's amazing.
It was great.
That's pretty amazing. Yes,
and we were watching a YouTube video about that, like messaging people on Tinder. Like
it was Eric Andre and Hannibal Buress trade their Tinders.
That's amazing. Yeah,
message people, so and it's great. So good.
And the whole thing is, he talks about, like, if you just don't care, and it's so crazy. If you just don't care, and you just message anything. That's
anything.
Yeah, because they're just like, I gotta see where this is
yeah.
going.
Yeah. Yeah, but then when you, like, message something that's actually nice, or, you know, some, like, if you actually want to get to know them, you don't get a message back. But then when you're like, sometimes I like to ride donkeys. Like, fucking, man, the worst tender message I ever had is I, like, was filling, like, a four, and then I matched with this really, like, good-looking girl, and then I felt like an eight or a solid nine, and I messaged back. I said, "Hey, how are you?" And she said, "Great, but I meant to swipe left." Back to it, too. I'm like, you could have just not said anything. I know she was around, just like when we message on Tinder.
You can just,
I know she was around a group of fucking friends. Right. You know that. That's not something she just messaged. She was around a group of friends and was like, haha, look what I'm going
to
do.
Yeah, like you can just unmatch her. So that's, what a bitch.
Yeah. Right. And this is why I don't have Tinder no more. Yeah, I don't have a rice cooker.
I don't have a rice cooker or Tinder or a 401k.
Life is tough.
I know.
Hard out there on the streets.
He's over here cooking rice. I live in the same apartment.
I love the
I'm looking at the messages you sent people. Sent? I screen capped them.
Oh.
My favorite one is when he misspelled something and it says, "My milk is 4 days expired and I'm pooping me a glass. I like living on the edge." And then the next message is frantic, "Pouring, not pooping. I am so sorry. I would be very grateful if you accepted my mistake and believed I don't poop out glasses."
Because I really did fuck up. I meant to say pouring, not pooping. Oh, God. Comedy.
See, my mind went. My mind went to the, like, you were lactose intolerant and still enjoying your milk and pooping out a glass because you were all gassy.
Yeah, like it was just going right through you. I think that should be a segment. You know, like Tinder tales. Yeah. Dun, dun, dun.
Let's do it.
I got some Tinder tales.
I know you do.
I've got some Tinder tales.
Oh, Trav.
I'll save it for the segment, though.
Yeah. All
right. Okay. Well, let's. You guys got anything else you want to plug or talk about? Or you guys?
Add me on Facebook. I'm almost at 2,000 likes.
All right.
You can like your own a person?
What?
Are you like a. Like a person?
You like a family?
Like, no, similar like a page. To a yeah, like a page. Not like just your page.
He's like a person like Mobius like is not Mobius.
Fan page. If I can get to like 2,000-3,000, I can be an official fan page.
Oh, okay.
Right now, I'm just a normal fan page because I'm only at like 1,800, 1,900.
All right, let's get Michael to
get those 2, likes.
It can happen.
It can happen.
Please.
Yeah, I just got Midnight Goat stuff. We do classes at the Blue Door that I teach pretty frequently, so check those out.
Nice.
And if you go to Laser Quest, please be respectful of your marshal. It's a very wonderful place if you don't act like a jerk.
Say no to drugs, kids.
Yeah, please don't come in intoxicated and act in a manner unbecoming of oneself. Thanks, people. I was going to say folks, and then I backed down and said people. You're folks.
Just do it. All right. And find Michael and David at the Blue Door Theater. Regular players, Michael or David teaching classes, and the Midnight Ghost performing on October 22nd at 10 p.m. You can like and follow them on Facebook also and get updates on where they'll be performing. So follow both of them, and there you go. All right, guys. Well, we are going to get out of here for the week. I appreciate you hanging out. For the Social Hour, I am Deason. For Monica and Traz.
Goodbye, everyone.
See you later.
And for the Midnight Goats, David and Michael.
Thank you. Thank you.
All right. Thanks for hanging out, everyone. And now for my weekly apologies. I'd like to apologize to Professional Bowler's Daughters, Ziff's Hamburgers, People with MS, Schools of Dead Fish, Goose from Top Gun, Laser Quest, Kim Kardashian, Monica, and the Lewis and Clark Caverns. Thanks for listening, everyone, and we will see you next week.
Grab life by the pussy.
Thank you. This podcast is a Pants Pending Studios production.
And part of the Pants Pending Studios podcast network.
Find more of our great shows just by searching Pants Pending in your podcatcher.
For more information or to contact us directly, visit us at pantspending.com.
Please subscribe to this show, share it with your friends, like it on Facebook, and rate it on iTunes.
And we thank you for making us a part of your listening day.
Pants Pending.
Pants Pending.
Pants Pending.
Pants Pending.
Pants Pending.
Pants Pending. Studios!